This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise visit to U.S. troops in Iraq Saturday and met with a Kurdish leader to reassure Iraqi Kurds of continued U.S. support. After landing, Pence and his wife Karen met with U.S. service members stationed at Al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq.
It is Thanksgiving week, and it is our great honor to be here today to say thank you for your service here at the tip of the spear, Al-Assad Air Base, Iraq. Give yourselves a round of applause. America's proud of every single one of you.
The Pences later visited U.S. troops stationed at Erbil International Airport, and the vice president met with Barzani, the president of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Meanwhile, intense fighting was reported early Saturday between Kurdish-led Syrian fighters and forces backed by Turkey. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
In Syria, video from the Kurdish-led YPG group shows intense fighting with forces backed by Turkey. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, of which the YPG are a main component, say Turkish forces have launched attacks with tanks, artillery, and a large number of fighters. Syrian government troops are also deployed to the area after U.S. troops stationed there were withdrawn. Turkey is seeking to expand its areas of influence in Syria's north, pushing Kurdish fighters away from its borders. Ankara views Kurdish fighters as terrorists for their links to a Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. The same Kurdish fighters had been the main partner of the United States in combating the Islamic State group in Syria. I'm Sarah Bassett.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. A wave of purple flags and signs snaked from the Place de la République through eastern Paris amid an unprecedented public campaign to decry violence against women and to honor the 130 women that activists say have been killed in France this year by a current or former partner. Alyssa Arabade is a spokesperson for the NGO Trifeminism.
So we are basically gathering to protest against what we call the continuum of violences. So it can be rape, sexual violence, but also street harassment, femicides, conjugal violence, etc.
The protest came on the UN's International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It is aimed at pressuring the French government before it unveils new measures Monday to tackle the problem. Heavy overnight rains in Kenya unleashed floods that killed 34 people in a disaster described by local authorities as unprecedented. Kenya's interior minister said Saturday 29 people were killed in mudslides in the west of the country amid heavy rain and flooding. The government said 17 people died in a mudslide in the village of Takmal, while 12 others lost their lives in the villages of Parua and Tafak. Five other people died when their car was swept away. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has picked up the endorsement of a former governor of Iowa, where he is trailing in the polls behind Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Tom Vilsack also served in the Obama administration. He told the crowd gathered in Des Moines, while there are several good Democratic candidates, former VP Biden has what it takes to lead the country now and beat President Trump.
Joe Biden has offered a progressive and a realistic vision of how to move our country forward.
Biden realizes how important this endorsement is with the Iowa caucuses.
I've never thought I couldn't, but I believe, particularly with the endorsement of the Vilsacks, that we're going to win the caucus on February 3rd.
Vilsack was twice on the Democrats' short list for vice president in 2004 and 2016. I'm Julie Walker.
And Bolivia's parliament approved a plan for new elections Saturday after international mediators brokered a deal to end almost 5 weeks of political turmoil. The pact between the interim government and the party of ousted President Evo Morales called for fresh elections and talks on a wider political settlement. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.